Last time on the Bad Articles, our new recruits visited not one but two farms. What's up with that horse hole? And does milk attract animals? Stick around to find out what happens next, unless you're a coward.
Since the dawn of time, Ireland has played host to unimaginable horrors, ushered in through an ever-weakening veil between our world and the other side. They live among us, shaping our mythology, sowing chaos, scaring the shit out of people. Not all hope is lost. Underfunded, undergunned, and underappreciated, the USNA stand proudly in the way of unchecked otherworldly chaos. This secret network of brave volunteers put their lives and their sanity on the line, all for a better tomorrow.
Have you ever had your in-laws over for dinner on a full moon and they turned into werewolves, but they were actually pretty cool despite their insatiable lust for the hunt? All things considered, absolutely perfect dinner guests, but it made you worried that there must be other worse werewolves out there.
You better call the OSNA before you find yourself in the Bad Articles.
We fade up on our agents entering this warm hug of a building. You are met with a full-sized cardboard cutout of Harvey Keitel in Abel Ferreira's 1992 classic Bad Lieutenant. You know the cutout, you know the one I mean. As you make your way deeper into the shop, feet bouncing comfortably off a British racing green carpet, your nostrils are perked by the scent of popcorn. Your eyes pick up the gentle rustling of a bag of Maltesers, and you see walls adorned with titles old and new. The Crying Game, Jacob's Ladder, The Colour Purple, Pet Sematary 2, Apollo 13, a VHS box set of the TV miniseries event Stephen King's It and Amadeus, to name but a few. On the wee TV set hung high and listing gently to the right shines a bright star of cinema, his wry smile and tight skin sheltered beneath the shadow of what appears to be a wicker Stetson. Mere years from his iconic performance in Footloose, this Hollywood heartthrob reinvents himself as a charming working-class southern man on the worst day of his life. A sand-caked, denim-clad hick horror classic. Suddenly, the wee fella behind the counter notices that our agents have entered his domain.
Oh, Kevin Bacon, you scared the life out of me. Hi.
Hi, are you Lenny?
Yeah.
How are you doing, Lenny? We were just talking to Kieran. Would you like...
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's are you okay?
Yeah, no, I was just deep in thought there eating Maltesers. Do you want a Malteser?
Yes, please.
For real, yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
I'm good. Thanks for the offer.
What?
Thanks for the offer, but I'm good.
You're Hi. Good?
Yeah. Corey Postman, Milkman.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Patrick Lenihan, it's good to meet you.
You're Lenihan?
Yeah, Patrick.
Oh,
Lenny Lenihan. It's good to meet you guys. Who are you?
We are looking to rent a movie.
Oh, you've come to the right place, guys.
We're looking for a movie that would satisfy a milkman, a printer repair person, a building surveyor, and an optometrist. Would you recommend anything?
Or for four friends.
Yeah, friends. Hands in. Friends. Doolin.
I'm not putting
We'll
it.
Get friends. There. We'll get there.
I'll do it for Doolin instead.
Yay!
Yeah.
Friends.
Make
friends.
That a film for five. Potentially. Oh. Sorry, you're on shift.
No, it's totally cool. Like, not. I don't really get many customers in here. There's a few people in the village who like movies, but mostly it's just me. So you guys know Kieran?
Well, we just met him. But
yeah. Kieran McAnally?
What a charming young man.
Does that mean you're a Lenihan from the Lenihans? Across the way from the McAnally's?
That's my house, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, my accent's different because we went on holiday once to Dublin and it just stuck.
That's a cool story. Tell Thanks. People that.
I do. You guys met Kieran. You came down here to rent a movie.
Yeah.
I guess I could recommend... have you seen Lethal Weapon?
I haven't seen Lethal Weapon.
I haven't seen that.
I have not.
I have.
Oh, okay. So also a movie that... The five of us haven't seen.
I mean, I'm
that's impossible if he's making the recommendation. Unless there's something that you really want to see that's just come out.
That's just come out?
Or well, you're not tape. Old enough to watch.
I'm 17, but sometimes I watch the 18s, you know.
You're a cool kid.
What are they going to do about it, you know? What are they going to do?
Fire you?
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck, man. I'm kind of scared now about that. Maybe you guys should just rent a movie appropriate for yourselves and that'll be the end of this.
Hey, give him a Werther's.
Oh, would you like a Werther's original?
Really?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Here you go.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Not yet, no.
Enjoy.
Not yet.
Whoa.
Oh, I like spaghetti.
At that moment, a wee old man walks in with a little stack of EHSs and sets them on the table in front of Lenny.
All right, Lenny.
Oh, hey, old
you
man.
You did it again. Excellent recommendations.
Thanks, yeah. You enjoyed the Lenny special?
Did I? Who would have thought Scent of a Woman, Single White Female and Batman Returns are perfect back-to-back?
I told you, man. I told you. And hey, I've got your new three ready. Are you ready for it? Are you excited?
You bet I am.
We've got Bram Stoker's Dracula. We've got Last of the Mohicans and Sister Act.
Oh. Sister Act for the capper. I like
it. You've got to watch it last. You have to. Now, you could stick around here and watch it together if you want.
Oh, like last time.
Exactly.
Great. I can pull open a bag
of Doritos and get us some Coca-Cola.
Are your new friends sticking around?
I haven't even got their names yet. God,
I am Corey,
I'm so
Postman,
sorry.
The milkman.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Barry.
I'm Maddie.
Maddie. It's okay. Hello, Maddie.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Hi. Barry. Barry.
Dolan, lovely to meet you.
Dolan and Gideon. Chef and Gideon.
Hubble.
Barry, is it? I've always had you in the computer as just old man.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I was interested you said
Why
old man.
Why were you going to ask?
Because he referred to you as old, hello, old man.
Oh, you know, I don't even notice it at this point anymore. It just seems so
we're
friendly.
We're old friends. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I call you old friend. You call me old man.
So, you guys, you want a movie or...
I want the trilogy. The last trilogy, that trilogy that's just come back, sounds amazing.
We'll take that trilogy. We also...
The Batman Returns one?
Yes, yeah. Please. Also, Kieran mentioned something a bit strange, which is that you crazy kids had a crazy night. And you remember this spring to mind?
Yeah.
You left him in his bed?
White lightning.
Yeah, I got him home.
Might have
yeah.
been mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And not the good kind, by the way.
Was there a different kind?
There is a different kind. There is a
Clary. Clary. Get off the counter. Down you get there.
Okay.
I know we've just met, but you should take a deep breath.
I'm going to go outside.
An 17-year-old, sorry.
No, I'm going outside. I'm going outside.
Take a sip of milk.
Yeah, so that night was... it was pretty crazy. It was a new moon, and I've been reading through this old book that my nan had gave me. She passed away a couple of years ago, and she was into all sorts, really.
Is that Margaret?
Yeah, yeah.
So sorry for your loss.
Thank you, thanks. And she was into magic and stuff, and I couldn't really read it, but I seen a picture of the new moon on one of the pages, and I thought it'd be cool if we just like gave it a go.
You couldn't read it?
No.
Like Spanish or?
No, it's in like ancient Irish.
Right, like Ogham?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Oh. Yeah, but I couldn't really make head nor tail of it. We just thought we'd give it a go. Our dads are always fighting, and we thought that maybe if we did something, some magic that. Let us hang out. I kind of hate this family feud, man. Even our mums are friends. They do kickboxing and stuff together. We just wanted to make our dads like each other. It's not like anything happened anyway. We just got blackout drunk on cans, and then I went home and watched The Living Daylights.
Yeah. You know, Lenny, it's not your responsibility to work out your parents' flaws. Or your dad's flaws, rather.
Thanks, Gideon.
No problem.
It's weird about the field, though. You know, my dad's been kicking up a storm. I know he didn't screw with his own crop. He wouldn't do that. But I also don't think it was Decky. Maybe it was us. Maybe the magic worked. I don't know.
It was probably not that lad.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's your fault. No.
Thanks.
No,
thanks,
no worries. Dylan.
The pause was not us thinking that it was your fault. Thank you, Dylan. It's definitely not your fault.
I was expecting someone to jump in there, but it's obviously not your fault.
Thanks, guys. I have a copy of the. Wait, hold on. So you guys sell
milk? Yes.
Milk. And.
But on this occasion, we are renting. Well, we were going to rent one movie, but now we're renting three movies
as friends.
Five friends.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But you were asking a question.
Well, I just wanted to know, like, why are you interested in what happened with the field?
Thoughts rush through their heads. Why are they interested?
Well, I had seen it in the newspaper, and it had said about the turnip butter, and I think that was just kind of a choice phrasing, but I have really been in the notion of certain types of butter. I think some connection with Doolin's obsession with Werther's at the moment and like creamy products, and I thought maybe the local farm had branched into turnip butter. So
we just had to see it.
Yeah, I just wanted some turnip butter.
And me personally, I was just talking to your friend Kieran, and he seemed quite upset, so I just thought maybe we can feel better.
Clary's in his own train of thought, completely sideways, staring at him, that I'll get to in a moment.
Aren't you outside?
He's four rows away, staring deeply at this boy.
At this point, Maddie had spun a wee bit of a lie about butter. Let's see if it was successful. His face softens.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
You know what? Dolan's getting a bit annoyed at this. And starts pretending to look at the movie.
Listen, I've got a copy of the book. I don't know if maybe you guys...
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. When you say a copy, do you mean...
I have the book.
Oh, the book. Cool. Yeah. Good to know there aren't copies. But yeah, we'll take a look. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I mean, if you don't want to let go of the actual thing and you had a printer on site, I mean, I'm sure we could...
Whoa. Hey, we're not that high tech.
Oh, Maddie. I'm sorry.
We just rent out VHS tapes, okay, amongst other things that sometimes people don't bring
back.
Might
you be looking for a printer?
No, I don't think so. It's... Sorry, I'm just thinking about...
It's fine. I shouldn't have said it.
Could we rent out the book for 3 days?
I'll tell you what. If you guys do a favor for me... Yeah, you can rent the book for 3 days.
What kind of favor do you need done, Lenny?
Sorry, all that talk about printers and technology made me think about a SNES that we used to have here in the shop, but a guy called Big Dylan rented it about 2 years ago, and he refuses to bring it back.
2 years ago?
2 years, man.
And you think about this every night?
Constantly. I've tried to get it back off him, but he's super wide.
Super wide?
Yeah, and like threatening, you know. He's a big guy. In his 30s as well, and you know, I'm just a kid. He lives on Plath Lane. His house is impossible to miss. It's the only one on the entire street with
super
a flag.
Wide. Oh, right, okay.
It's the only one on the entire street with a big flag of Jack McKenna outside it. He was the only Irish fella to compete in the 1990 BDO World Darts Championships. He got put out in the second round by a Yank, but Big Dylan already bought the flag, so I guess he kept it up. If you guys sneak into his house tonight...
Whoa, that's a crime, listen, Lenny!
Hey, listen.
You tried to bamboozle me with a lot of exposition, but that's a crime.
We won't tell anyone.
What do you mean we won't? Are we...
I'll do it.
I won't tell anyone either.
Thanks, old man.
Oh, sorry, I forgot you were there, Barry.
No, I've been here the whole time. Thank you for calling me Barry as well.
I think you have a name and probably interiority.
I certainly have the first thing.
Doolin, you seem a bit square. Surely you would be against crime.
I suppose I'll just throw it out there. How much do they cost? Are they expensive? Could we just pull our money and buy one?
Pull our money?
If you can find a SNES to buy in this town, Doolin, I'd be... I'd be elated, but no.
The nearest Toys R Us is like SNES. 30 miles, I think, from
it's
here.
Just, it is a crime. I'm just, are they expensive at least? I don't want to risk committing a crime for a 20-pound item.
No, I think they're worth hundreds or something.
Or something.
When was the SNES released?
A little while ago.
A little while ago, okay. Yeah,
not too long, at least 2 years, right?
Cool. No, I mean, I'm asking that.
So he rented it out on release date and never gave it back.
He never brought it back.
Does he? I'm curious, does he rent games?
No. He steals things. He's a bully. Okay. Anything Big Dylan wants, he just...
Can you not go to the police?
He steals, we steal back. I think that's fair enough. I'm up for it.
Maddie gets it.
Yeah.
Maddie gets it. Listen, he plays darts between 6 p.m. and 12 a.m. today.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How do you...
It's a small town, man.
Right. Sorry, I'm not doubting you. I'm just trying to get the facts straight. You're willing to go?
I need a hobby.
Okay, okay.
I'm trying a lot of things at the moment.
Okay.
I'm in a very experimental point of my life.
That's okay.
I don't want to give crime a go.
Okay.
You clearly don't. You clearly don't.
I just don't.
I've given crime a go. It's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Okay.
It will be fun. Can I have another Malteser?
Hell yeah, partner.
Dolan sees the taillights of Clary's car burn off into the distance. He nods, turns around, and goes back inside.
Kieran McAnally. He looked an awful lot like Francis Lenihan. And a boy should know his father, and a father should know his boy. So did Saoirse McAnally and Francis Lenihan have an affair, and does Deggy need to know who his son is or isn't? So far, all he knows is that he and his son are both lactose intolerant, so that's a point in Deggy's favour.
We fade up on our agents, standing outside what looks like a relatively normal terraced house. So it's smack bang in the middle of a row. There's like four houses to one side, three to the other. There's a wee yard out the front. There's a couple of people's lights on and some of the neighbouring ones. That's where they all are, standing outside this lad's house with a big old flag of some owl fella who played darts on it.
He can't be that wide. It's just a normal house.
Yeah, I think he was just describing him as a person in relation to himself.
Yeah, but
he's wider than Lenny.
Yeah,
but that's Lenny's perspective.
He just seemed to say, I took it as, this guy's really wide. If we get in there, I'm going to, even if we get the snares, if it's right there in the hallway, I'm going to want to go upstairs.
Oh, you're coming in now? Okay. The more the merrier.
I'm not coming in.
Would you not rather be like a criminal than an accomplice? Because if this goes wrong, either way, we're going to prison.
I like this attitude. It's
just
good.
Sometimes in life, you got to commit, you know?
Wait, are we going to prison because of a snares?
No.
I'll tell you what. How about this?
Look out.
I'll do you one better than that.
Getaway driver.
I mean, I'll drive away anyway, but... no, you know what? Here's what I'll suggest I'll do. I'll go to the pub where he's playing darts, and when he's about to leave, I'll distract him.
Or you beat him
wow.
at darts.
And then what?
And then he gets annoyed and gets in a huff and goes home.
That's the opposite of what we want.
Yeah, you need to be shit at darts.
I can do that.
And you'll be able to identify this man because he's very wise.
Yes. Oh, he's not in the house, of course. Apologies.
Yes. And you know what? As a sign of trust, Gideon, here are my car keys. Pick me up from the pub afterwards.
Oh, this man is getting shit-faced at darts.
Yeah, it does feel like you just want to go drinking. It feels like you're annoyed that you only got to drink like 15% of your pint yesterday.
No, I went back and finished my pint.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you get on with the Sudoku?
Well, I solved it.
Great.
It was all sevens.
No.
Oh.
No, I wrote over the sevens. I used a different color pen.
It's that kind of ingenuity that has got you all the way to the pub and us breaking into this man's house.
That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, so I'll just buy you guys as much time as possible.
Yeah.
All right, and you guys can steal... I'm still not entirely sure. Is this like a type of VHS?
It's a game console.
Oh.
Games, yeah.
Why would a grown man have that?
He's only just a grown man.
Okay.
The only games I have are those colorblindness tests. I should have left some for that woman.
Well, she knows she's colorblind.
That's true. But something to while away the hours, I suppose. They haven't got any turnips. Anyway, shall we do this? You take the lead.
All right, and I'll be on my way.
Do you need a lift?
No. You stay here. This is time sensitive. I'll just walk there.
All right.
Just pick me up.
Okay.
We cut to Clary sweating bullets in his car, driving as fast as he can down a country lane.
Ah, CJ, it's just, you know, because, like, what if one of them... See, here's what I'm thinking, son. You know, because obviously I know what it feels like to have that part of me missing. You know, you're that part of me that's missing. And if I can help give Derek a little bit of comfort, and a comfort that he doesn't even realize he needs, you know? That was a sad, broken man. He needed five coffees just to be okay, you know? He's lactose intolerant. He doesn't have a lot in his life, son. So he doesn't know why he's so sad. And I think it's because his wife had an affair with his arch nemesis. And, you know, CJ, it's just one of these things that it makes you worried. You know, if I had a darkness inside me that I didn't know I had, I'd hope someone pointed it out.
I'm going to look over at Clary at the traffic light, just wondering what is going on and why is this man wearing so many layers?
It's just, oh, shit, how long has that been green? Right, okay. I'm just worried about him, you know? And maybe I can fix this whole feud. Maybe I can't, you know, it's unlikely that exposing an affair would, you know, stop a feud. It might make things worse, but... You know, a boy needs his father, and the father needs his boy.
We cut back to the terraced house, where now only Maddie and Gideon are standing outside. What are they going to do?
Well, I think it's worth just checking the door.
Locked. Clever bastard.
They notice that the door is locked.
The back door. Scurry.
Round the back of the house, there's a wee alleyway that leads behind all of them. There's a little fence, but, you know, it's not too high.
Give me a leg up. Boost
okay,
me.
Okay, but once we do this, we are committing.
Yeah, we are committing. I mean, that's the entire point. We're committing a crime. Even with the intent of this. If you're okay with that, Gideon.
I thought I'd left this life behind, but...
What?
I'll tell you later.
No, tell me now. That guy's going to be there for 6 hours. We have time.
Okay, step into my clasped hand, and we're over the threshold, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yep.
Will she make it? They flip over the wall like a pommel horse and land gracefully on the other
Jesus
side.
Christ, you move just like a pommel horse.
Yeah, like the equipment and not the gymnast.
Yeah, that was
it
insane.
It takes a while to train in that.
Yeah. Have you trained in it?
No, but I had an ex who did a bit of parkour and they taught me some stuff.
At that moment, a window in the neighbouring house opens up.
All right, man, are you breaking into Big Dylan's gaff or what?
No, printer service. He said he was going to be in, but he's not in.
No, he'd be down. He'd be down at the old pub there playing darts tonight. So he would. The bingo's not on. So.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. We organized for the printer service to be now. So I turned up with my trainee.
Hello,
my assistant.
Right, I don't know how they work, but I'm excited to learn.
Yeah,
Technology, man.
He's a real keen bean, and I'm excited to get our hands on his very first printer to be able to service it. There's nothing anything wrong with it. We're just going to do a little check because Big Dylan wanted a check of his printer and he wasn't in. So we're just trying to... I don't suppose you have a spare key for the place?
No, man,
those kind of neighbours?
I don't really get on with him. He's a bit of a monster.
Monster?
He stole a pair of socks right off my line and just burnt them.
Oh, Jesus.
Just straight
burnt
up
them?
Burnt them in front of me and he knew it was there at the window.
Were they clean?
Well, they were clean. Aye, they were out in the line, yeah.
Is he troubled?
I couldn't. He's in his 30s and he's you know, he hasn't really changed his routine once in his entire life. He's always been a bit of a shit.
You knew him when he was young?
Well, I've lived here for maybe 20 years, and Dylan took over this house not maybe 15 years ago, so long enough time, man, aye.
Took over, not bought.
No, he took it over after his parents ran away.
They ran away? They ran away from their own son?
Yeah, man. Like I said, he's quite a handling.
He's a monster.
Tell us this. Was it because of the gaming? Because I hear that Big Dylan's a big gamer.
What do you mean, a gamer?
He likes to play games. He just plays
games. Like with people's minds?
Oh, well, whatever your experience of that has been, I kind of meant...
I mean, he likes darts.
Games or
well, he does
or
love darts.
Or
sadism.
Yeah,
the game of
video
darts.
Video games.
I mean, I guess maybe he likes video games. I don't really know
each other that intimately.
A great amount. It's just hard to hear what he's up to in that house with that fucking dog, I'll be honest. He always
yapping.
There's
a dog.
What kind of dog?
A wee yappy fella.
Mine.
A wee Yorkie or something like that, I think. He keeps it in the kitchen when he's not here. And you're sure. Well, you'll see it if you go through that back door anyway.
So just to check, you're not that big a fan of Big Dylan?
Not in the slightest, no.
Great, okay, so you actually don't mind if we are doing...
printer repair.
Printer repairs, or maybe get distracted.
Get distracted from doing printer repairs?
I don't know.
It's pretty quick, so like we do have some time to kill, because yeah. We don't want to put on our timesheets that we want to hear for an hour.
Exactly, it's a bit are of a call-out like, fee thing.
Are you like asking to hang out with me or what? What's?
Do you want to come in?
Oh, maybe.
I have no interest in going inside that man's house whatsoever, no. But the wee dog there is, it's something I would say if you're going in through the back, you'll want to chill it out, because that, Christ alive, man, that dog barks something fierce.
Do you have any ham?
I've no ham, but I know he likes a song.
There was some ham in... There was,
what?
There was some ham in Doolin's glove box. I'll just go get it.
The dog, he might like ham, but I know he loves a song. That's the only thing Dylan can do to shut him up.
Do we... Are you saying, like can we play
Walkman?
Something? Or do you mean
oh,
radio?
No, it has to be from the heart.
Right, okay.
Come on, man.
I see what you're doing. You think we're just...
You're trying to make a tit of us.
Yeah.
Two tits of us.
No, listen, you go in there, you find out for yourselves, tell you how much. Right, you go in through that back door, that dog starts yabbing. If you don't start singing something from the heart...
Do you want to sing to a dog, or shall I?
As the two of them debate on who's going to sing a wee song to a dog, we cut to Dolan walking in through the doors of one of those pubs that has, like, the benches round the outside... and, like, pretty much chipboard tables. It looks like every pub in the 70s. There's a crowd of fellas at the far side standing around a dartboard, and the guy who's currently up is an absolute slab of a man. He's about 5'1", but he looks like a door without hinges. He's massive. Just a big, wide, old piece of granite. And he chucks a dart, and it, like, embeds so deep in the backboard that his mate has a bit of a hard time pulling it out, but he does get
fucking
it out.
Fucking bullseye.
Dolan sort of orders himself a pint and sort of looks at it and goes and just plops himself down on a table where he can keep an eye on the darts and also look out the window. And then he just starts, gets a wee notebook from his pocket and just starts sketching the layouts of the farms and wondering about that while keeping one eye on the darts.
We cut to Clary pulling up outside the McAnally farm as he wraps the door. The bottom swings open and he sees the legs of Decky McAnally.
Who's out there?
Hey, Derek, is that you?
Well, no, this is Decky of the wrong house, fella.
Oh, well, I guess I better be on my way.
Well, hold on, are you that milk boy?
I am, aye. I just had a further few questions about your lactose intolerance.
Well,
if you don't mind me asking you.
I suppose while we're here with part of the door open,
I don't mind conversing through the bottom of the door, that's fine by me.
I'd prefer that, I've no top on.
I prefer that too. So I'm wondering, you said yourself you were lactose intolerant.
Yes, sir.
And your son is lactose intolerant.
Always has been, always now, will be.
This might be a strange question, but is your wife lactose intolerant as well?
Well, she has been for as long as she's been married to me.
Interesting. Wouldn't so what you're saying is that genetically, that lactose intolerance could have come from your wife and not yourself.
Well, I suppose it's some sort of combination of the two.
Or just one of them. Maybe.
Are you asking me whether Kieran has received his lactose intolerance either from myself or from Saoirse?
Aye, but it could be either of you, so... How's the turnips?
They'll be good. They'll be ready for tomorrow. We'll have them.
Okay, is Saoirse about anywhere?
She's
is your wife about? I just want to see if she wants any of that spite milk.
Well, you sold us some earlier, and I'll be frank with you. Well, you promised us some earlier. Now you've not delivered yet.
I have two on my belt here. I have two bottles with
you. You've got two bottles of milk slung in the side of your belt.
I always carry them.
I tell you this here, milk boy. That's absolute lunacy. It's the evening. You've come to my door. You're asking where my wife is. My son gained his lactose intolerance.
I needed to know if she needed the spite milk for her pies or whatever.
we hear the click of the hammer of a shotgun.
All right, well, I'm going to go bother the Lanahans. It was nice chatting to you again.
We cut back to Maddie and Gideon, still chatting about who's going to sing whatever song it is that calms down this dog.
I'll just, top of the mind, first thing that comes to mind, join in if you know the words. Come out, ye black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife so you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the highway made you run the hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Lincolnshire. I never know how to say that word at the end.
Shall we open the door now and shout at the dog?
I think it will overheard us.
Yeah.
I think that might have worked. It might have lullabied it to sleep.
Okay.
I mean, we can open the door and check.
It's locked.
Great. We wave up at your man and the neighbour be like,
just give it a right boot, man. That's what he normally does. Big Dylan gives that back door a boot.
Oh, I thought you meant the dog. Okay.
I mean, he probably does. Right, okay. I'm going to try and kick this door in.
You've got it, brother.
Will Gideon's might be enough to kick down a door?
Four.
It is. Boom.
My foot goes straight through the glass.
It goes straight through the glass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But your ankle hits the handle on the inside and it opens slightly, but your foot's still stuck in the door.
All right, I'm going to hop while you open the door.
No, it's okay. If I push you, is it a push door? We hop together. I'll hold you so that we can hop through and then we can detangle you once we're inside.
Thank you. Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Something is licking my toes. Yes. The soles of my shoes are cheap.
The door is ajar, and there is a tiny little Yorkie licking the toes of Gideon. He snaps his head up and looks like he's going to bark. It looks like he wants to hear the words.
From the green and lovely lanes of Lincolnshire.
The dog runs to his bed. You find yourself in a small kitchen. It's sort of what you'd expect. There's some wheaten bread and tins of soup sitting on the counter.
No cupboards.
Well, there are cupboards. They're closed, so you don't know what's in them.
That's how they work.
That's how they work.
There could be a SNES in any of these.
There's a wee fridge in the corner. There's a caricature of himself that looks like it's Bully the Bull from the game show Bullseye hanging on the wall. It looks like a man playing darts, but he's wearing the blue jeans and the red and white stripy shirt.
Should we try some of these cupboards?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't think the games console will be in here.
Yeah, sorry, I got led to believe that would be more relevant, but you're right, we should probably try another room.
Yeah.
As Gideon rummages through the cupboards, Maddie talks some sense into him.
I think the living room will probably have the SNES.
We fade out as they walk towards the living room. Is there anything that Dolan's up to back in the pub, or is he still looking at his drawings?
Content with his drawings, Dolan sort of got a newspaper and is just looking through classified for SNESes on sale. While occasionally cheering at the darts whenever a notable moment happens. He's having a grand old time. He got himself a packet of crisps too.
We cut to Clary storming up the driveway of the other farm.
And he knocks on the door.
The top half of the door swings open and he sees Fra's grumpy old face. Are you here to bring me more milk?
I'm not.
Ooh.
I'm not here to bring you more milk. You don't deserve milk.
And what is that supposed to mean?
I know what you did.
What? You saying I did something to my own field? Is that what this is?
No, it is not. This is much worse than what happened to your field. You took away the greatest pleasure a man could ever have by having a son, by extending his lineage, by getting to throw a ball around. Well, he's still getting to do that, but not with his son.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's...
I've got a wee boy. I've got a son.
Aye, maybe you've got two.
I don't have got one.
Maybe you've got... No, but maybe you've got two, though.
Nah, I've got one.
No, but maybe what I'm saying is that...
I can't stand to be in a room with that man.
Exactly, but you can stand to be in a room really going to town on his wife. That's how much you hate him. You wanted to get back at him for being your rival for all this time, isn't it? Admit it. Admit what you've done. You slept with Saoirse maybe more than once.
We hear the clicking of the hammer of a shotgun.
I'm going to go bother. I'm going to go bother the McAnally's.
He runs back down the lane towards the other farm. We cut back to the living room of this place. So it's pretty modest. There's, you know, one of them wee square tables in front of a fairly threadbare sofa. There's a few loose pogs sitting on it. There's a big black CRT TV in the corner. And there's some VHS boxes lying next to a wee video player. It looks like he's been watching the first season of The Young Ones. As you scan your eyes over it, let's see what you see. Like, it looks like a well-lived-in room. It's a bit of a mess. You do notice that his wallet is sitting on the sofa. Like, it's sort of tucked down the side of one of the cushions. But that's the only out-of-the-ordinary thing you notice here.
Any notes in this?
Yes. There's 60 quid.
Taking that.
Matty robs this man.
So I think now this, what is it? There's breaking and entering, but now we're burglars.
Well, we were going to be burglaring anyway.
That's true.
In for a penny, in for 60 pound.
Nice.
We cut back to Dolan in the bar, his nose buried in a newspaper. Do his eyes glance over the top of it or do they not? Dolan's finger drops the corner of the paper and he notices the big old door of a man patting his jeans.
Oh, Dolan uses his opportunity to go up to him and sort of say, great game, can I buy you a drink?
Thanks very much, fella.
Can I just say, absolutely fantastic. You could be on Bullseye with skills like that.
Yeah. You think I should be on Bullseye?
I think so. I mean, if you're half as good in Bullseye as you are tonight, you'll win.
I haven't seen you around before. You new in town?
Yeah, doing a bit of travelling, sort of a bit bored, so I thought I'd try somewhere new.
And you came to Spars Hollow?
Yeah.
It's a pretty exciting place, I'm not lying to you.
I hear there's a fair tomorrow.
You're damn right there is. There's going to be games and all sorts.
Nice.
You out for a couple of pints tonight?
Well, I'm starting with one, seeing where tonight goes. What can I get you?
You're offering to buy me a drink?
After that performance, you deserve a prize.
What's your name, fella?
Dolan, give it here.
It's good to meet you.
Whoa, very strong handshake there.
I like you a lot, Dolan. My name's Dylan.
Dylan, lovely.
Pretty similar, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty close.
Listen, it's my round here, and I just live a couple of streets over. I need to just get my wallet, but...
My treat.
You're going to get the whole round in?
Yeah, no problem.
Guys, everybody... Huh? This new guy said that he's going to get the round in.
A dozen men stand up.
Oh, cross one. Who are you? Mason.
Well, I'm your new best friend.
Hey. Fucking right. This here's Dolan, and he's under my protection.
That's like your name, Dylan.
If anyone raises a hand to this man, I'll put a fucking dart through their eye. Do you understand me?
You got it, Dylan.
He can do it. He can do it.
And I'll tell you what, he'll hit it from 20 feet away.
Hell yeah, Dolan. Let's get the pints in.
Hey, want some crisps?
Fuck yeah.
We cut to Clary standing in the little road that leads between the two houses, looking back and forth. What will he do? What is he gonna do?
He is walking towards the hawthorn tree.
Where the little memorial is.
Yeah. But is the milk still there? Is the milk still there?
He notices a glass bottle that has unfortunately been knocked on its side.
Don't
spilling
worry.
Its white gold all over the ground.
Don't worry, Margaret. Here's another. He sets another down. He also sets a picture down. A picture of his son down. It's like, Margaret, I don't know if you've seen him, but if you have, look out for him. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, you know, concerning sons. But parent to parent, I'm worried about your boy and what he's done. And maybe your grandson as well. So Margaret, if you're out there and you can give me a sign of, and I hate to ask it, of your own son's infidelity. You know, your grandson potentially deserves to know that he is your grandson. So if you're out there, Margaret, you know what? Here's the second bottle of milk as well.
Suddenly, a shotgun blast rings through the air. Would you get off my land?
Is that the sign, Margaret?
A man about 80 feet away from you is beginning to thunder his way up in his pajamas towards you.
Oh, no.
He cocks the shotgun again. And we'll cut away. With that, we rejoin Gideon and Maddie as they enter Big Dylan's bedroom up the stairs. It is an absolute disaster.
Do you feel like Doolan's becoming a bit more comfortable with us, a bit more laid back? He gave me his car keys.
I mean, yeah, that's a good sign, but also that's responsible because he did want to go to the pub and have many pints.
Yeah, that's true. It's just nice that we're all getting to know each other and loosen up a bit, you know?
Yeah, on that topic of knowing each other, I feel like I'm saying his name wrong.
What do you call him?
I thought it was Dolan.
No, I think it's Doolan.
Doolan.
Yeah.
Doolan.
Yeah.
D-O-O-L-A-N.
I know, because it sounds a bit like my name.
D-O-L-E-N. Gideon.
There's an N in there.
Gideon Dolan. Yeah, okay.
They step across the threshold into Dylan's bedroom, and it is a disaster. It absolutely stinks in here. Will their stomach be able to take it? Will their might be able to suppress the gag reflex?
29 against 20.
You feel like you are going to be sick. There is an unspeakable aroma in this room.
Ooh.
It smells like 30 men have lived here.
Oh, God. Okay.
12. I throw up a little.
Yes, but you swallow it right down.
I'm going to quickly move through the stench towards the bed.
As you head towards the bed, you're like wading through clothes on the ground. You feel like you're stepping on old crisp packets. There's a plate under there. You notice there's a glass that's been smashed. And like you see there's, you know, an old set of goalkeeping Puma goalkeeping gloves. There's a stack of Bibles. It looks like he's stolen like 7 Bibles from different hotels and stuff. A big stack of Panini football stickers from Euro 92. There's a wee remote on the ground. You just sort of kick that out of the way. And in the corner, you just see an Omnibot. You know Omnibot? It's like one of them wee robots. It's like a little butler bot.
Oh, look, it's an Omnibot. Maybe that Clary wasn't so far off the mark after all.
And he's got a big pile of empty cans next to him. So, yeah, like there's just about 2 dozen old tins of Dutch gold just sitting beside this wee robot.
Maddie, I think Dylan's been drinking with Omnibot. We're dealing with a sad, strangely childlike individual.
I don't know. I'm going to hang back here, but like,
let me rummage.
Is the snuz anywhere?
Gideon rummages around, rooting about with his feet in his hands, kicking stuff all over the place.
This is absolutely disgusting. The pillows are like,
I don't want to know. It's
a corrugated iron.
They are solid. Although you do see, poking out from underneath the bed, familiar to some, but probably not to you, controller for one of them newfangled video game consoles.
Is this looks snazzy? Is this snaz?
Sure, yeah. If I understand, if you don't feel comfortable, like being the one to
it's okay
to steal it. So if you just want to bring it to the hallway, then from here I can like. Oh my god. I can lift it and I can be the crime committer.
We're going to steal it together. Partners in crime.
Oh, that's Jesus.
Okay. I'm going to leave the room now.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
While Maddie runs to the bathroom, we cut 5 minutes in the past back to the pub.
That was pretty cool of you buying those drinks. Hey, buddy, let me ask you a personal question.
Of course.
Do you think my width outsets my height?
I'll tell you what. Do you want me to be honest or kind?
I think if you're quiet about it, I would take honesty.
Okay. I mean, I can measure you. I've got a measuring tape with me.
But
eyes wide, you're 87% wide as you are.
That's good, right?
It's good for a darts player.
Let me tell you something, man. You have blown my mind tonight with how friendly you've been. A stranger to this town. I think it's important that I buy you a drink now.
That means a lot to me. That's very good of you.
Sit you down right there and don't you move a muscle.
Oh no,
until I get back. New friend.
Oh no.
We cut back to a close-up of Clary's face as he runs across a field, a shotgun-wielding farmer chasing him.
God, this really has been turned like butter. This field is... There's no turnips here. I swear to God, this wasn't robots. This wasn't robots.
Does he want to run away? Does he want to hide?
Oh, he's hiding. He's trying to find if there's like a hole in the field or anything. He's just going to duck down into this field somewhere that has no vegetables.
Well, will he be sneaky enough? Let's find out.
His sneak's not bad. He has to hit below 60. 26.
He leaps forward and slides through the mud, covering his body like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. He rolls over and faces the sky and then closes his eyes. He's gone. No one can see him. A shotgun-wielding man goes, "Where'd you go? Where'd you go?"
"You'll never find me."
We cut back to Big Dylan's house. You hear the turning of a key in the door downstairs.
All the cupboards are open and you're retching. I'm going to hide. Behind the front door. Hide.
What?
Hide.
Okay, I lock the bathroom door.
Maddie locks themselves in the bathroom as Gideon slides down the banister and tries to hide behind the front door.
Whee!
The door swings open and smacks into his toe at the end of his wee as he lands. You let out a little yelp and you are faced with a big old sheet of paper of a man. He's so wide, but in landscape.
What the fuck are you doing?
Your dog was in distress. Nothing would calm it down, and I had no choice but to come in here, search every cupboard for food. I was just about to go out and buy some. I don't know what to tell you, man. You can't leave your black and tan Yorkie here if it's going to be stressed out. I'm your new neighbour, by the way. I'm moving in with your man.
With Paul at the
back?
Yeah,
he speaks so well to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Gideon is spinning all sorts of lies. Let's see how convincing he is.
Get out of my house.
Big Dylan drags Gideon back to the pub.
Folks, we have a thief in our midst. I just caught this little guy rummaging around my house.
This guy doesn't take care of his dog, folks. Can you believe it?
I will have you know that Margaret the dog is well taken care of.
The dog's called Margaret as well?
What do you mean as well?
The horse is called Margaret and
what
the dead
fucking horse?
I'll tell you later.
This guy is buying pints for everybody.
That's actually not bad. As retribution goes, is not bad.
Dolan sees his new friend being held up by the scruff of his neck.
Have you got any money? Have you got any money?
Oh yeah,
I left my wallet in your car here.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, we ride together. We drive. We have a co-driving. I'm shotgun. Dolan, explain.
Man, I really didn't want to see you tonight. Look, can you get this guy out of here?
What the fuck?
I
thought we had something.
Fucking hell. Look.
This guy's bothering you. Dylan.
Look.
My Dylan.
Look.
You're bothering my buddy.
Okay, look, be nice to him. I know his dad. And like
you know my dad? You didn't mention this.
You know what? I punch him in the nose.
Ah! Ow!
I punch him just so I was like...
Hell
I
yeah,
put up
Dylan.
So much shit for you, and now you're ruining this great evening. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Get the fuck out of here.
You're drunk.
I'm had exactly as many drinks as I should.
Punch him again.
I punch him again.
You hear the crunch of bone. You may have broken this young man's nose.
Look.
Can I use my medical skill to reset my broken nose?
Yes.
Contrapuntual, satisfying click as my nose goes back. Doolan, I thought we were supposed to be in the OSNA together.
Don't say another word. Look,
are you the leader of this gang now?
Shut up. Look, Dylan, I'm so sorry for ruining your evening here. I know.
The night is young.
Look, can you not go to the cops? I just punched him, man. I'd rather, you know.
The cops?
Look, I know who I'm talking to, like, but, you know, you got to clear the air.
I'll tell you what.
Is everyone else around here cool? Like, I know you're cool, but...
Everyone's pretty cool when I'm around. Your friend here, cracking his nose back into position like that. That was pretty rad.
I almost cried.
But I see that you didn't.
That's true.
And I'm impressed by that. Now, you say that you don't have your wallet. But all I see is a room full of thirsty boys. So you better go find some money and make us not so thirsty.
So you're letting me go?
Like temporarily. You have to go and get money and then come back and buy drinks.
Dylan, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go with him because I need to have a wee word with the lad. Because I swear to God, if he disappoints his father one more time, I'm never going to hear the end of it, all right?
I trust you,
Dylan. I'll be right back. Pour me a pint.
You've got it, blood brother.
We cut back to Maddie, crouched down, hugging a snaz on the floor of a bathroom.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I think Gideon's dead. It sounded like he fucking died. I mean, I think the coast is clear. I mean, in for a penny, in for 60 pound, and a weird butler robot. I go back and I take that as well as the snaz.
Maddie grabs the Omnibot and slides down the banister and runs out the front door. We cut back to the four of yous standing in extravision. Snaz in hand, Clary covered in mud.
Clary clarried in mud?
Exactly.
Hey.
Again, Gideon, I am so sorry about last night. You
what
know.
The fuck? Look
it
at
was
my
mere
nose.
Moments ago.
What just happened? You're drunk. You are so drunk. You were surrounded by empty glasses. Do you actually know my dad, or is that just some convincing ruse?
I barely know you.
Wait, that was a lie?
You keep saying my name wrong.
Your name's Doolan.
Dolan. Hard O.
Yeah, it's Dolan.
It's spelled... Oh.
Hard O, man.
It's spelled with O, that's it.
I doubted myself.
I'm
I wasn't
so,
sure.
I'm
never
so
doubt
sorry.
Yourself.
Thanks, you know, man. Doolan is more unfamiliar to me than Dolan, so I apologize. But that you felt you needed to punch me because of that?
Look, one person in that room was going to punch you.
That's fair.
I think it's best it was me.
Yeah.
I really didn't think I would break your nose. I'm sorry about that.
I have weak cartilage.
It was pretty cool that you reset it.
Lenny, is there a bathroom in here?
Yeah, but it's just for customers.
Didn't we rent a bunch of films?
It's fine. I was going to destroy it anyway. I'm covered.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to ask. It's incredible that you got the snares back. Thanks, but...
he didn't do it.
Why are you covered in mud?
I was trying to, like, prove the heritage of your cousin or something, and just it all went wrong. I was trying to prove that, you know, your good friend...
Kieran.
Yeah, Kieran. Yeah, I was just trying to... I got it in my head that... You were maybe his half-brother or something, you know? And then I got Clyde and Muck, but I escaped. You know, it's neither here nor there. It might be true, but I don't think it is.
Wow. That's a lot of information to take in.
That's what I thought, yeah. That's what I thought. But I've had a heck of a day. Couldn't get anything out of... You know, they all wear just different parts of the same outfit. It's strange, you know?
But, Maddie, you got the snaz.
Yeah, and 60 quid and a little robot butler guy.
Oh,
I'm
holy shit.
I'm keeping him, but if you want 20 quid.
I mean...
I also need 40 quid of that because I had to buy a round of drinks.
Okay, well, no you don't because you chose to do that.
It was either that or let the man go back for his wallet.
I don't think he's your half-brother
you
anymore, by the way.
There were other ways to keep him back.
Name one.
There were other ways.
Dart him.
I don't...
I don't know. I think you did it right. You know, sometimes
you've
got to follow our instincts. Even those instincts, again, I don't think my instinct was right in this case.
No, I mean, I've had some thoughts about the whole farm situation, but we can talk about that later.
Okay.
It's pretty late, guys. I don't know if you have accommodation.
Wait, your grandmother's called Margaret, though?
She was. She's dead now, man. I don't know if you have accommodation sorted or anything, but like, if you want to hang out with me and the old man, we were gonna watch some movies here.
We're just about to crack on to another one.
I really thought I was onto something.
He's what are you up to?
We're just going to have a sleepover here in Extravision.
Yeah, we're halfway through the one I was going to rent. So we've just watched Bram Stoker's Dracula. It was, you know, it was certainly something, but we're going to watch Last of the Mohicans
next.
Oh
my God. So if you watch it here, you don't have to rent it.
No, he's still renting.
No, I'm still paying. Yeah. I'm actually paying slightly more because I'm getting to stay over.
Before you start that film,
hey, have 20 quid.
Oh, thanks.
Before you start the film, would you mind, how about a short film where you describe the events of what happened, you know, in the field?
Oh,
how about a short film?
Well, I mean, I can tell you about... I think I did already tell you about the field.
Well, why are you getting the snares?
I'm going to give you the book. So
yeah. Well, then do that.
Yeah.
Give us the books.
We've had a long day.
A short story.
Listen, take a breath. Get off the counter. It's all right. Let's just... Let's watch. It's been a tough day. Let's all get some rest.
I just have one more question.
Yes, Dolan.
What's the robot?
So is it a SNES? The robot turnips too?
No. Oh. No, the robot that the robot that Maddie's holding.
Oh, an Omnibot.
He's part of the crew now.
He's part of the crew.
He's a little guy.
CJ had one of them.
Oh.
We fade out on everyone else's shoulders sinking.
Join us again next time on The Bad Articles for the exciting conclusion when our brave volunteers head to the town fair.
The Bad Articles is created by J.R. McCormick and Aidan Kelly. It is recorded and produced by Clark Phillips at Felburn Studios. Starring Conleth McVeigh, Laura Conlon, Patrick Meyer, and Niall McKenna.